The great spiritual teachings are basically telling us that very few of us see life clearly. As a result, we live in a way that attempts to contradict the natural flow of existence. The solution that these great traditions offer to this situation of attempting to live in contradiction to the natural flow of life is to once again have another look at our lives, to simply acknowledge what it is we actually do experience. Now, if we're going to re-examine our lives, we can examine our memories of existence, and there can be a certain recognition of what it is we actually experience in life through those memories. But if we're going to examine life directly, it has to be an examination of this present happening, this present moment. Because our life is always the happening of the present moment. There is the impression that something is happening now, something is existing now, something is being now. No one ever lives in the past or lives in the future. We can think about the past, and that thought is occurring now, in this present moment. We can think about the future, and that thought is occurring now, in this happening, this present moment. If we consider an event that happened in the past, when it was actually happening, it was felt to be the happening of the present moment, the happening of now. We can consider something that will occur in the future, and when that supposed future event arrives, it will have the feeling that it's happening now, that it's the happening of this present moment. So if we're to really acknowledge what our life is, it has to be an acknowledgement of this present moment. And to acknowledge the happening of this moment, we really don't have to do anything at all. We simply rest, make no effort to do anything, and the present moment makes itself known. So for this next period of time, we can perhaps realize that there's nothing we need to accomplish. There's nothing we need to change. We can perhaps realize that it's unnecessary to have a constant focus on the world of thought. We usually run around through our day with a very fixated focus on the world of thought. Yet there are a lot of other things happening in this moment. This moment is not only the process of thinking. There's what we would normally call seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, and thinking. So there's a lot more going on in this moment than just this process of thinking. And for this next period of time, it's not necessary to always be focused on the process of thinking. We can simply sit in a comfortable manner. It's not necessary to sit in any formal position. It's not necessary to sit in any kind of rigid manner. If we were to read a book, we would simply sit in some relaxed manner. And in any moment that became incredibly uncomfortable, we would simply shift slightly, and that discomfort would be alleviated. So for the purpose of this acknowledgement of the moment, we really don't have to sit in any extraordinary way. You simply sit in whatever way seems appropriate, in a relaxed manner. It's also not necessary to have the eyes obsessively focused on any particular thing. So for this period of time, we can simply allow the eyelids to lower if it feels appropriate to allow them to close completely. That's fine. If they simply lower to a more appropriate position of rest, that's fine too. Even if the eyelids open slightly, it's no problem. And we can realize it's not necessary to be focused on anything in particular. We can simply allow the gaze to receive or acknowledge this entire event that we would call seeing. Whether the eyelids are open or closed, it doesn't matter. There is an event that we would call seeing, a happening that we would call seeing. And we can simply acknowledge that entire happening. We don't have to work at being aware because we already have the sense that something is happening. Without any effort at all, there's the impression that something is happening now. We would usually call it seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, and thinking. But we don't really have to call it anything, and it still makes itself obvious. There's the happening we would call pressure, there where the body meets its support. Now, we don't have to call that happening anything, and it makes itself known. It's very obvious. The word happening merely points to this more fundamental or basic event, a liveliness, a vitality. Even if we don't label that happening in any way, the happening still makes itself obvious. Pressure. There's the happening we call breathing. Once again, this word breathing simply points to this vital event. We could call it the rise and fall of the belly. But we don't have to call it anything. And it still makes itself known. It's very obvious. If I say the word breathing, there's a happening that's very obvious in this moment that we label breathing. And even if we don't call it anything, it makes itself known. There's the happening we call the out-breath. And we can notice that happening. From its beginning, through its changes, to its very natural ending. We can simply notice if there's any unnecessary forcing, pushing the out-breath out, pulling the in-breath in. It's not necessary in this moment. The breathing knows how to present itself. And we can simply notice if there's any unnecessary manipulation. It's not necessary to accomplish anything in this moment. It's not necessary to be manipulating this moment. We're merely acknowledging the moment. So we can notice if there's any unnecessary forcing of the breath out, any unnecessary pulling of the breath in. And we can notice this happening called the out-breath. From its beginning, to its changes, to its very natural ending. And we simply wait. The in-breath will come in its own way, in its own time. If we miss one out-breath, it's no problem. We're simply noticing this happening called out-breath. We're not obsessively trying to notice each and every out-breath. We're not trying to be with it every moment. There's simply a a gentle acknowledgement of this happening called the out-breath. We can, in a general way, simply acknowledge if there's any obvious unnecessary holding or tightening in this moment. We can notice this happening that we call the rise and fall of the belly. Do we notice any obvious holding or tightness that is unnecessary in this moment? We can notice this happening that we call the shoulders. Do we notice any unnecessary holding or tightening in this happening we call the shoulders? And we can realize that it's unnecessary. If there isn't any obvious holding and unnecessary holding, it's no problem. We simply acknowledge the happening that we call shoulders. Even if we don't call it anything, there's this vital event, this happening, this liveliness that we call shoulders. There's the happening we call the jaws, and the mouth, and the tongue. We can notice if there's any unnecessary tensing of the jaws. Perhaps the teeth are pressed tightly together with some unnecessary forcing. And we can realize that that obvious unnecessary forcing is unnecessary. Perhaps the lips are pressed tightly together with some unnecessary forcing. And we can notice that that is unnecessary. Perhaps the tongue is held rigidly in the throat opening with some unnecessary holding. We can realize that that is unnecessary. We can notice this happening that we call the eyes and the eyelids. If the eyelids are closed completely, we can perhaps notice if they're being squeezed shut with some unnecessary forcing. It's not necessary. The eyelids can simply lower to the position that seems most appropriate, without any unnecessary forcing. There's the happening we call the eyebrows. Perhaps the eyebrows are being pulled tightly together. We often feel that we can't get through life unless we have some kind of unibrow look. And we can notice if there is that unnecessary pulling of the eyebrows together and realize that it is unnecessary in this moment. There's the happening we call the hands. It's the duty of the hands to grip, to hold, in most cases. But in this particular moment, it's unnecessary to be gripping. And we can realize that it's unnecessary. So for this next period of time, we have total permission to acknowledge any of the aspects of this moment. It doesn't have to be a tight focus on the world of thought. Thoughts come and go, that's no problem. They may grab the attention many, many times, and that's no problem. That's this moment expressing itself the way it expresses itself. But we can realize that we don't need this ongoing focus on the world of thought. And so, very simply, we can acknowledge the other obvious aspects of this moment. We have this large event of the moment that we generally call seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, and thinking. Now, even if we don't call the happening of this moment anything at all, it still makes itself known. There's this happening we call breathing. In this moment, if I say the word breathing, it immediately points to an event, a movement, a liveliness, a vitality that we call breathing. We might call it also the rise and fall of the belly, or the rise and fall of the chest, or the touch of the air as it enters and leaves the nostrils. But even if we don't call it anything at all, it still makes itself known. The obvious happening that we call breathing makes itself known in this moment. There's the happening we call pressure, or we might call it the contact of the body with its support. These words, these phrases, they simply point to this actual happening, this vital event. If you were 1 hour old and sitting or lying, there would be this sense of pressure, but there would be no label for it. And in this moment, even if we don't call it anything, there's this happening, this vitality that we call pressure. And we can simply notice that happening. That happening makes itself known. It's obvious. There's the happening we call the touch of the feet on the floor. Or maybe we simply call it the soles of the feet. In this moment, there's some event, some happening that we would call the soles of the feet. There's a happening that we would call the tops of the feet. There's a happening that we would call the lower legs, from the ankles to the knees. And we just notice whatever presents itself when we say the lower legs, from the ankles to the knees. There could be warmth or coolness, what we call warmth or coolness. There could be tingling. There could be waves of energy. Whatever presents itself, whatever makes itself known, is fine. There's the happening we call the upper legs, from the knees to the hips. In this happening, or near this happening that we call the hips, we have the happening we call the belly and the lower back. Once again, we have this happening that we call breathing. There's the happening we call the chest and the upper back. There's the happening that we call the left arm, from the left shoulder to the left elbow, and from the left elbow to the left wrist. And finally, the left hand. Once again, these words simply point to a happening that's not a word. Even if we don't call this happening anything, the happening still makes itself known. It could be what we call warmth or coolness. It could be what we call heaviness. There could be a sense of liveliness or vitality, a subtle tingling. Whatever presents itself is fine. There's the happening we call the right arm, from the right shoulder to the right elbow to the right wrist and the right hand. So we have this happening that we call the left arm down to the left hand, the right arm, to the left, to the right hand. And we have this happening that we call the torso, from the hips, the pelvis, the sitting bones, up to the shoulders. Even if we don't call all of this anything, it still makes itself known. This liveliness, this vitality, this tingling, waves of energy, pulsation, rhythm of breathing. Even if we don't call it anything at all, this vitality, this liveliness still presents itself, makes itself known. There's the happening we call the neck. And the throat. And the jaws. There's the happening we call the lips, and in particular the upper lip, and the space just above the upper lip. There's the happening we call the nostrils, or the air entering and leaving the body. There may not be any strong or obvious happening making itself known. It's no problem. There's some obvious aspect of the moment making itself known nearby. There's the happening we call the cheeks and the ears and the back of the head. There's the happening we call the eyes and the eyelids. There's the happening that we call the space just above the eyes, just above the ears. And the happening that we call the top of the head. So we have this entire collection of happenings that we call the body, from the soles of the feet up to the very top of the head. Or we could call it the one big happening that we call the body. And in this moment, even if we don't call it anything at all, there are some very obvious happenings making themselves known. Nothing to change, nothing to create, nothing to get rid of. Just the event of this moment, the happening that we call the body, from the soles of the feet up to the very top of the head, from the top of the head down to the neck, shoulders, arms, the hands, the chest, the upper back, the belly, the lower back, the hips, the sitting bones, the upper legs from the hips to the knees, the lower legs from the knees to the ankles, and the feet, the tops of the feet, and the soles of the feet. We have this entire event that we call the body. It might be possible to simply notice this entire happening. Not each and every little twinge, but the obvious aspects of this happening make themselves known. But even that isn't everything in this moment. There's the happening that we call seeing. Even if the eyelids are closed, there's a happening that we call seeing. And even if we don't call it anything, that vitality, that aliveness makes itself known. There's the happening we call hearing. We also call it sound coming and going. We can call it external sounds, and we can call it internal sounds. So in this moment, there may be what we would call certain external sounds. There could be what we call internal sounds. There could be what we call the sound of silence, that kind of high-pitched ringing or electrical sound that is sometimes acknowledged in moments of very deep quiet. Whatever is presenting itself is fine. And even if we don't call it sound, we don't call it hearing, we don't call it external or internal, this happening that these words point to, that still presents itself. Nothing to change, nothing to create, nothing to get rid of. Just this obvious happening of this moment. Even as we're acknowledging this happening we call hearing or sound, even as that is making itself known, other aspects of the moment, obvious aspects of the moment, make themselves known. The happening we call pressure. The happening we call breathing. Thoughts may be very active in this moment. It's no problem. It's just the way it is. It's just this moment is this way. The thoughts may grab the attention many, many times, and it's no problem. We can simply realize that for this particular moment, it's not necessary to have a tight focus only on the world of thought. It's quite fine to let the rest of the moment make itself known. There's the happening we call taste and smell. In this moment, perhaps not so strong, but there will be some happening that we relate to these words, tasting and smelling. And that makes itself known. So we begin to acknowledge this larger event of the moment, what we call seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, and throughout all of this, there is being this happening that we call thinking. So this happening is not these words. Words are a small portion of this happening. Even if we don't call this event of the moment, this happening of now, even if we don't call it anything, it still makes itself known. We might be sitting here thinking, oh, this is awareness, this is basic awareness, or pure consciousness. But that's just another thought, that's just another label. And we can realize that even if we don't call this happening by those terms, the happening still presents itself. The labels can fall away in any particular moment, and the happening still presents itself. Nothing to change, nothing to create, nothing to get rid of. Throughout all of this, thought has been coming and going, maybe grabbing the attention. It's no problem. We can explore this happening of thought a little bit by thinking a question. We can think the question, what is there when there is no thinking? And we can simply rest in that pause at the end of the question. We can think that question a few times. What is there when there is no thinking? And simply rest in that pause at the end of the question. What is there when there is no thinking? And in that moment at the end of the question, we can simply acknowledge there's the happening of this moment without a thought. It's just a simple acknowledgement. We can allow that exploration to rest. And so we have it, the happening of this moment. Breath coming and going. Heart beating, pressure, warmth, coolness, heaviness, lightness, tightness, looseness, pulsation, vibration, waves of energy, vitality, liveliness. Seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, and thinking. Not those words, but the happening that gets labeled with those words. And the words are merely part of this happening. Thinking is not everything in this moment. There is this larger event, this happening. And without any effort at all, this happening makes itself known. Thoughts come and go on their own. Breath rises up, changes, fades away. Nothing to change, nothing to create, nothing to get rid of. This moment is just this way. Does this moment feel as though it's something dull and fixed and unchanging? Or does the happening of this moment feel as though it's lively, sensitive, alert, vibrant, moving, shifting, and dancing? Breath rising up, changing, fading away. Sounds rising up, changing, fading away. Warmth, coolness, tightness, looseness. Seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling, thinking. One moment, the attention grabbed by thought. The next moment, the realization, oh, lost in thinking. And the breath makes itself known. Sound makes itself known. Heaviness, lightness, tightness, looseness, coolness, warmth, pulsation, vibration. Does this moment feel as though it's something unchanging? Or does it feel as though it's something moving and shifting and dancing? Something vibrant, something lively. Breath coming and going, heart beating, moods coming and going, a particular mood rising up, changing or fading away, a particular sound rising up, changing, fading away. Does it feel as though you're doing this moment, or is it just happening? Does it feel as though you're making this moment happen? If you make no effort of any kind at all in this moment, does the happening of this moment stop? Does the process that you are stop? Does it fall apart? Does it blow up? Or does it continue to present itself in its own way, in its own time? If you make no effort at all, does the breath stop breathing? Does the heart stop beating? Does the planet stop turning? If we make no effort at all, does the process that we are stop functioning? Does it stop happening? Or does it present itself? If I ask you what you are, would you give me a description? Would you give me a thought? Or would you know yourself to be this happening, this vital liveliness presenting itself? If I ask you what life is, what your sense of existence is, would you give me a story? Would you give me a bunch of meaningless sounds? Or would you know it to be this happening, presenting itself? If we make no effort at all, does the sense of existing, the sense that something is happening now, does that liveliness disappear, or does it go on presenting itself? We can allow those questions to rest. And so we have it, just the happening of this moment. What we call seeing, hearing, touching, all of those tactile sensations, the vibrations, the pulsations, the heaviness, the pressure, the warmth, the coolness. There's the tasting, smelling, and thinking, the mental activities. Even if we don't call this happening anything at all, even if we don't label it, it still makes itself known. If we make no effort, it continues to present itself. It presents the process that we are. It presents the life that we know. Just this happening. It may feel appropriate to rest with one obvious aspect of the moment, such as breathing, or it may feel appropriate to simply have a general sense of acknowledgement of this entire happening. The seeing, the hearing, the touching, the tasting, the smelling, and the thinking, everything coming and going in its own way, in its own time. Either way is fine, even if there's a resting with this obvious happening that we would call breathing. The rest of the moment makes itself known. The obvious expression of this moment makes itself known. The process that we are presents itself. The happening that life is presents itself. The breath is happening, breathing. The heart is happening, beating. The moods are happening, mooding. The thoughts are happening, thinking. The planet is happening, turning. The seasons are happening, shifting. The sun is happening, shining. The sky is happening, blue or gray or whatever it is happening. And with that, we can allow this particular acknowledgement to come to rest.